Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Four Winds Casino.
Send you away into the bad sports wilderness.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
Twins suck, thank God.
Yes, Monty absolutely crushes it. Into right field and bring it home, we're tied. That baseball was vaporized.
And by the way, did we tell you it's the first place Chicago White Sox has a good ring to it?
Jose tags it, left center field, way back. Sox the lead, it's 5-3.
Quote, launch angle revolution, you know, unquote. You know.
Sogard swings and hits one to deep right field. Looking up is Naylor. This one is gone.
If you'd have seen what we went through in Cleveland coming up, the work that we used to do.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who's this actor?
Bernstein is. Lots of baseball to take in yesterday as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We do have Cubs baseball coming your way in just a bit on these airwaves. We'll be done here at 11:35 to make way for Cubs pregame, but we will talk White Sox with Steve Stone at 9:40, football with Mike Florio at 10. We'll hear from Theo Epstein at 10:20. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40. We have Cody Decker at 11. My goodness, what don't we have? Layla Rahimi is out today on Bernstein and Rahimi. We expect she will be back tomorrow, and we'll get everything back to normal in studio. But this is, I guess, decidedly abnormal because it's just you and me. But that's cool. We'll be fine. 312-644-6767. That is the Score Listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You email Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. If you want to follow me on my personal feed, it is at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app that helps you stream the Score on your mobile devices. There is the Score Facebook page. If you still have the stomach for Facebook, yikes. And Twitch, that's the place to be. That's where the cool kids hang out. And I can tell because there's stuff going on in the chat that I can only barely understand. And that is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. The chat is moderated by Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertz. They also handle the video stuff there. We have Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, and Jordan Malley is on the board, our sound man, doing what he does. I have to say that the Cubs game yesterday, for all of the time that we have spent, and it's been a lot, Because apparently Rob Manfred and baseball want you to always think about what's wrong with baseball. It's one thing that they've achieved in their talking points with all the talk about marketing the game and marketing the stars and everything they do. The one thing they've really succeeded at doing is having us better understand the rapaciousness of the ownership class and constantly ask what's wrong with baseball. That Cubs-Cleveland game yesterday, that was terrific. That's what it should be. Forget the outcome for a moment. I know you're unhappy with the outcome of the game, but there were base runners. There were situations. There were lots of high leverage moments. And you had two really good pitchers making good pitches. You could play along with it and think, what do you throw here? What do you come with? And you watched some of these showdowns between pitcher and hitter both ways. A lot of guys throwing really hard. Guys on base. Cubs didn't come through with guys on base, but it was a really good baseball game, and it clocked in at 2:56. And that sounds like it's 3 hours. Yeah, but that's the difference between that and 3:24 is huge. And just the way that it went, it was a good broadcast. It was a good game. There were a couple of just really good pitchers out there. It moved along. I enjoyed it. And just sitting and watching a whole baseball game and paying attention, not like drifting off and being like, oh God, what's the score again? Or where are we? Or how many pitching changes has this been? I thought that worked for me as a fan. And if they could all be like that, I think you'd have a little different take on where you are as a sport and keeping your fan base connected to everything. But that was really good stuff. And I'll tell you something, Edward Alzolay, when if this light has turned on for him, there's some real nasty there. He's got an idea of what he's doing, and very few non-competitive pitches. When he's missing, it's a good miss. It's a legitimate maybe chase kind of miss, and he's tunneled some stuff up his. He's sort of homogenized all his release points. I am liking that. I'm really liking what I see, and maybe it's relative to some of the other guys on the staff because of Alzolay is, he throws the ball at a relative decent rate as opposed to some of these other guys when you get used to Zach Davies and Kyle Hendricks and some of their margin for error. But that's good from Alzolay. I mean, you're not going to beat Bieber because they had their chances, man. I thought they could have knocked him out early, and they got into his pitch count, and I think, okay. I didn't realize they were going to let him throw 120 pitches. Tito is not one of the managers that I tend to question on these things. He knows his guys, and he was starting to lose it late. And then you got to see that Emmanuel Clase. Oh, God, that'll give you nightmares. That and Franmil Reyes, that's like a Sasquatch standing in there. He's enormous. What do they call him? Franimal? Is that his nickname? What is he? He's listed at what? 6'5", 270? Something like that. That's like Frank Howard. I mean, he is just scary looking up there. That's a defensive end or something, man. Like Roy Robertson Harris or something like that. Dude. At least, he didn't kill you. But that was just a good baseball game. Really strong. Really, really fun to watch. And I'm hopeful the Cubs can get some guys back. Did we get an update on Bryant other than sinuses, allergies? He's not the only one, boy. There's something out there right now. And if you're of a certain age and you've outgrown certain seasonal allergies, congratulations to you. I think I have. It can't be cottonwood yet because I haven't seen that floating around. But I hope it's at least anytime you hear some sort of nasal congestion issue, you're worried about COVID. And stay tuned, by the way, with the Padres, because apparently people are thinking that could get worse before it gets better.
Bryant is out today, out of the lineup today. But Ross did say yesterday he doesn't think he basically said it's not COVID related and said there's a bug going around the locker room. But did mention specifically allergies and sinuses.
Well, that's not a bug going around is not allergies.
Here's a tweet from Jordan Bastian 40 seconds ago. This is from Ross. Bryant is, quote, super under the weather. Didn't sleep well, wanted to be in the lineup, but the manager thought better of it, especially with the off day tomorrow.
Here is the Cubs lineup. Now that we know that, it's Matt Duffy leading off in left field. Wilson Contreras will bat second and catch. Anthony Rizzo at first. He had some terrific plate appearances yesterday. Some really good ones against a really good pitcher. He was seeing it. Javier Baez at short. David Bote at third. Jason Hayward in right. Ildemaro Vargas is the designated hitter. Designated something. Jock Peterson in center. Eric Sogard at second. And Zach Davies is on the mound. But again, because they're in an American League park, Davies isn't going to be hitting. That's why. Ildemaro Vargas. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference between the two of them, but so be it. That's quite a lineup you got going there for you. Okay. And the White Sox with another big win. Again, being able to slug their way past some decision-making, which is always fine. Could you imagine what they would look like if they were in one piece? If you had your actual idealized Chicago White Sox team, what this would look like, the way these starting pitchers are going, and that Dylan Cease knuckle curve. That was like arousal stuff, that one, when he's snapping off that little spike curveball. And his grip is fascinating. If you ever look at it or watch a video of how he grips that, we're going to talk to Steve Stone about that, because I want to see more of that and less of the slider, because he had no control over the slider. But yet another solid starting pitching performance for the White Sox. Plenty of in-depth White Sox talk. The first place Chicago White Sox is going to come your way next with Steve Stone. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is Bernstein and Rahimi. Layla back tomorrow on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Rich is in Lakeview. Hey, Rich.
Morning, Rich.
Hey, Mully. Hey, Hall. I just want to say I love listening to you guys. I used to listen to the other side of town. And then thank God for the producer over there who hooked you guys up, because this is the most educated, smoothest, comedic show with no hot takes in the city. And I really enjoy listening to you fellas, number one.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station and Odyssey station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I have an iPad and four different screens. I don't even know where to look for the screens.
Steve Stone.
We're here. Which is great.
White Sox TV analyst.
The glass is mostly full.
How do you keep your glass?
Mostly full. A rosy outlook. A positive bias.
Sorry, I'm floored. I've run out of words.
Former Cy Young Award winner.
He's my all-time favorite White Sox player.
I was a member of the Southside Hitmen in 1977, one of the most exciting White Sox teams in history.
Steve Stone.
Stoney, did you get your jelly beans replaced? I felt bad for you. Childlike excitement to enjoy your jelly beans, and now they're scattered all over the press box.
Yeah, it was pretty much an American tragedy.
And you take a look at what he did last year. It wasn't overly impressive.
I did get a replacement bag. The folks at Guaranteed Rate were kind enough to drop off a bag. Granted, a smaller bag than I had, but then again, this one didn't rip, so I always look to the bright side.
Jose's going to be swinging here.
Nope, took it right down the middle.
Stoney's sitting at home saying, that's my job.
Say, you know, you don't have to win anything. Just to be nominated is a great honor. And
he was a jukebox hero, you could say.
All right, Stone Pony, thank you very much.
Breaking down the game of baseball for more than 3.5 decades.
There's 30 teams out there that could use a guy's expertise like that.
Steve Stone with Bernstein and Rahimi.
Where did your meme go? Oh, I don't know. He just dissolved.
Starts now.
Foreigner does jukebox hero.
Oh, no.
Steve Stone can be found on Twitter at Steve Stone, and he can be found right here on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline. Alpamonte Nissan on North Avenue in Melrose Park, or at apnissan.com. Stoney, yet another outstanding starting pitching performance. And this has just been the theme here, regardless of how many other players are hurt or what that lineup looks like or who's in the outfield. This right now is the best starting staff in baseball, and we know how much that matters.
Well, I think everybody felt the starting rotation would be good because they were only looking at the top three. And all of a sudden, the four and the five have become guys that actually can be one and twos from a whole lot of people. So I thought in the learning process that is Dylan Cease last night was pretty important, because he started out with great rhythm. Then he completely lost his rhythm. Then he seemed to get it back again. So I think it was a battle for him last night. I think he made some positive strides. And he made some big pitches to keep the game at 3-3. Then eventually the offense came. It looked like it was kind of a blowout, but really it was a very tough and tight game most of the way. A game that maybe, I don't know, the last couple of years when the Sox weren't quite as good, they might lose that game. They just didn't. They just took it away. And they possess the best home field record in the American League, which is somewhat surprising. They've also got a winning record on the road. And a lot of positives to this team right now.
Dylan Cease's curveball is just gross. That is, there were a couple 12-6s there. There's one he threw to poor Andrelton Simmons, who had no idea what was like. His body didn't even know how to react to it. I love that pitch, and we'll get into the usage of it. But the slider, not so much. You know, he had some misadventures with the slider coming out of his. It looked like he was pulling it a couple of times and just not getting the right rotation, hitting a guy in the foot and not controlling it. How would you balance the usage of those two breaking pitches?
Well, right now, I think the curveball is just outstanding. However, he doesn't have complete command of it. He's still throwing a lot of pitches that either hit in the dirt or they miss his spot by about 3 or 4 inches, which isn't particularly good. That will get better. Last time out, the curveball was just outstanding. This time, it started out wonderfully and then kind of dissolved as it went away, and that had to do with the actual mechanics. So I think being still a very young pitcher, innings-wise in the major leagues, he's still fighting to be able to repeat his motion consistently. Excuse me, Dan. And I think we found that when he has problems, almost inevitably, he's either, one, not staying closed long enough, or two, he's falling off to the left side. And they actually can be one and the same, because if you're not staying closed long enough, so you open up and your arm is carrying your body through, the throwing arm then can't catch up. And consequently, you can't possibly have that pinpoint control you really need. So I think that there's a lot of people reminding him, if not pitch by pitch, certainly inning by inning, exactly what he's doing. I've talked about Ethan Katz being one of the guys that will be his best friend. I think we've seen it with Rodon. I think we've seen it with Cease. You certainly saw it in years past with Giolito. And so he's there as a constant reminder to stay together. And there's other little tips that you can use. You can tell yourself that you can remind yourself pitch to pitch. But unless you have a strong backlog of success in the major leagues and a strong backlog of repetition of motion, then you're going to fall out of it. The good news was that he actually fell out and came back. In years past, when he would fall out, he was done. Then he leaves the ball game, and the Sox lose that game. So I think we're seeing big progress.
It was nice to see Yasmani Grandal hit the ball like that. And it's just, it's amazing to me what numbers can show about this. Just a really atypical season for him. He's only batting 121. However, he is a positive offensive player. His weighted runs created plus number of 108 means he's 8% better than current league average. So he does have positive offensive value despite hitting just 121. Do you think he's getting to the point now where his command of the strike zone is such that he can take some more shots maybe early in the count?
Well, I think what he has to do is gauge the situation and then take a look at what this situation dictates. Because you're leading off an inning, I have no problem. Take as many pitches as you want to. That wears down the pitcher. You get on base via a walk. That's a good thing. And in that situation, fine. You know, if you're coming up late in the ball game and you represent the tying run or perhaps a potential winning run, then sure, you want to take a walk. You want to work at 6, 7, 8 pitches deep. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. The only problem I have is with taking walks in situations where a run producer should produce runs. Now, he came up last night. It was a good sign. He came up last night with runners at first and second, nobody out, and then he was looking to hit the ball. I mean, that was not one of his typical at-bats where he looks to take every pitch, whether it's just off the corner or not. He went up there to hit the ball and hit a 3-run homer, and just like that, the Sox, who in years past, especially against the Twins, in years past, they would fall down against the Twins and really never come back in that game. But falling down 3-0 last night and coming back with Grandal hitting a 3-run homer, that's a really good sign. So each and every one of these guys that makes up this lineup adds a little something different. I do believe that Grandal is going to drive in some runs. I mean, that really is his job. Being the walking man is not great for a guy who's going to hit in the mid-20s in home runs. That's a guy who's got to look to drive in runs whenever possible. But, look, he doesn't want to swing at pitches out of the zone. You can't hardly blame him there, except situations dictate that he's probably going to have to do that on occasion. And right now, everything seems to be working for this lineup. Every guy slotted in the spot he's slotted in, regardless of where Tony decides to put him, seems to be coming through. And that's one of the reasons why this team has won 4 in a row, 7 of the last 10, why they have the best run differential in the major leagues. They're plus 59 run differential. Now, that doesn't feed the bulldog. I mean, you know, you can be plus 100 if you finish third and don't get in the playoffs. It doesn't work very well. But that's a reflection of how good this team is starting to come together. And they look to Abreu to drive in the big runs. He's doing that. They look to Anderson to get on base and score when he does. He's doing that. Madrigal is still making contact. Mercedes still continues to be a revelation. That's one of the real exciting parts of this year. Watching your mean Mercedes in his situational at bats, seeing what he does to try to adjust to the pitcher, that seems to be wise beyond his years. But he's old enough where he should have figured that out. However, it never got him to the major leagues. So we'll call it wise beyond his years as a major league hitter.
What did you think of Garrett Crochet last night? And in general, what do you think of what he is, how he is using his prodigious skill and channeling what he can do? You know, maybe not throwing 100-101, but this version of what he's doing in his pitch mix.
Well, I think a lot of people are concerned. You know, obviously, I'm on Twitter quite a bit, and a lot of people are concerned. He's not throwing 101. No, he's not. But he's throwing 98. If you can't get him out with 98, probably you got to look for another job. He can get him out with 98. And plus, what's going to happen, and talking with Ethan Katz yesterday about the progress of a lot of these guys, he's very excited about Garrett Crochet with his changeup. And the reason is that they look for Crochet to be more than that two-out guy, that three-out guy. Eventually, depending on what happens with this rotation, you probably will see Garrett Crochet in the starting rotation. He could do that. He could certainly be a closer. He could do a lot of different things. But if he becomes a three-pitch pitcher and he's on the verge of doing that, I think you get a little more experience under his belt. You put him in situations so that when he does become a starter, he's not awed by anything. I mean, the sky is the limit as far as his ability is concerned. I like the fact that this was a guy that didn't have a whole lot of college experience, had almost no pro experience, and yet he seems to consistently get the ball over the plate. His motion right now is very simplistic, and that's good because simplistic motion, less moving parts, means better control. And that slider is a devastating pitch. So when he gets to the point where he can harness all three whenever he wants to, not a whole lot of people are hitting him now. People will be hitting him less.
Amazing that the Twins find themselves already 8 games back when they were, in the world of many, believed to be the primary rival to the White Sox in this division. What do they look like to you? Do you think that eventually the Twins are going to shape themselves into a contender or no?
Well, eventually they're going to get their lineup back again. And you're going to love Kirilloff. He's a wonderful hitter. He's going to get back in the lineup. Buxton means so much to that team. He's going to come back in that lineup. I think eventually this team is going to hit. They're going to score a lot of runs. They're going to torture a lot of less than really wonderful starting pitchers and hurt bullpens. That being said, I think one of the places that they didn't replace enough was in their bullpen. They lost, I don't know, I think 5 guys out of their bullpen. And I was asked yesterday, Dick Bremer, who is their longtime broadcaster, we had a conversation in the afternoon about the respective teams. And he said, does it surprise you that Colome couldn't get anybody out? And I said, no, it doesn't. Toward the end of last year, he was really struggling with his stuff. He was always 3-2. He always got behind hitters. And, you know, if your stuff is a little short and you're getting behind hitters, you're going to get hurt. So I think they gambled that Colome would be the guy from the beginning of last year and the year before. He hasn't turned out to be that guy. They let go a whole lot of guys and didn't replace him, and the bullpen has been atrocious this year. And so anybody will tell you, vintage baseball 2021, you don't have a bullpen, you're finishing up the track. It's as simple as that. You can't score enough. You can't pitch enough from your starting rotation to make up for a bad bullpen. And right now the Twins have a bad bullpen. Doesn't mean they'll stay that way. It just means right now at 12-21, their bullpen isn't helping them. And if they don't do anything to shore it up, or if these guys that they have don't come around and get it done, it's going to be a tough year for them.
I was laughing yesterday as we were driving. You were talking about Dick Dietz, and I had heard that name in forever. Did I hear you correctly when you said he had a frog in his glove?
Well, he seemed to. Yeah, the ball kept popping out all the time. I honestly, I don't believe I've ever seen a catcher who missed as many baseballs as Dick. He was a terrific hitter. Look, he made the All-Star team in 1970, hit 302. But as a catcher, he had a lot of insecurities because basically he couldn't catch. And also, he didn't throw out people very well. So when runners got on, I saw one all the time. You know, fastball, here it is. Let me give me a shot at throwing this guy out. Yes, but it's going to wind up in left field, so you're not going to throw him out. Anyway, that was kind of the deal when I came to the major leagues, and they called Dick the Mule for a reason. Good hitter, not a particularly good catcher.
Steve, thanks. Have a great week.
Okay, take care, and hopefully Layla gets back in the not-too-distant future.
She'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be in the studio tomorrow, and she'll be back to regularly scheduled stuff. That is Steve Stone. Next up, Mike Florio talks football. Don't go anywhere. Dan Bernstein with you. Bernstein and Rahimi on the score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.